Today's share in the Dear Shu Mishnah Brura Yomi program is Daf Resh Lamed Hey Omud Aleph. We are in the fourth volume of Mishnah Brura, and in Mitzvah Shem we're going to start and conclude Simin Shin Samach Tes, and hopefully start Shin Ayin as well. The Mechaber begins at the very top of the Omud with Sif Aleph in Simin Shin Samach Tes. Hanosei Mos Lenachtom. We're again talking about some of the halachos of an Erev Chatzeros. And here we have the baker that's going to go and collect bread on behalf of all the people in the town. So one individual decides to give money to the baker, Hanosei Mos Lenachtom, and he tells him, the Yomalo, Im Yavou B'nei Chotzer Liknos Mimcho Kikar Li'eruv, if in fact everybody else is going to come here and give you money or purchase over here a bread from you for the Erev Chatzeros, so then now I'm also giving you money to participate in that bread, Zechei Li B'eruv, here's the dollar that I'm giving you, include me, have Zechus for me in that Erev, the bread that you're going to be making for the Erev Chatzeros, Shiehei Li Chelek Imohem, Bishvil ma'azu. Because of this dollar that I'm giving you, because it is ma' that I'm giving you, I will too have a chelek in the Erev Chatzeros bread that you are going to have on behalf of the entire community. Now, he specifically stated that with this dollar, with this ma' that I'm giving you over here, I wish to participate in this Erev. But we have a rule that midirabbanan ma'os Einon Konin. Money doesn't acquire something for you. You have to make some sort of a kinyan in it. Midah writes that money does acquire something for you. When you give somebody a dollar, you acquire the thing that you paid for the dollar for. But Midah Rabbanan, the rabbi said that you can't use the money to acquire something for you. But instead, we have Mos Einon Konos. The money doesn't acquire for you. And you have to make some sort of a kinyan over here. So he did not make such a kinyan. And from the fact that he specifically gave the money, he's showing he wants the money to be the source via which he's participating in this Erev Chatzeros. But the money didn't work. So therefore, Eino Erev. The Mechaber tells us in this situation, he has not fulfilled his obligation to participate in this Erev Chatzeros over here. And this would be true, Afilu Erev HaChenvani L'chol HaChem, even if the Chenvani over here, the storekeeper, the baker over here, had in mind to be Zocha on behalf of everybody else in the community, V'Zocha Gam Lozeh Imohem, and he intended over here to have this person included in that group, but he didn't specifically mention him. So since the person who's giving him the money over here specifically said, I want the money to be the way that this will work, so therefore the guy cannot just stam assume that when he's zocha on behalf of the entire community, he's also zocha on behalf of this person, and it in fact will not work. It won't be a good Erev Chatzeros because he's excluded himself from this Erev Chatzeros. The Ber Hetev in Os Aleph tells us over here that the reasoning behind this is based upon the Torah, he had no intention over here of acquiring this just through the normal methods of zikoy over here, which would perfectly have been good. But he gave him the dollar over here, and therefore the chenvani, the baker over here, had in mind that this dollar is what's being mezaka this person, but umos einon konos, but money doesn't work midirabbanan to make a kinyan over here, and therefore nimtso she'ein lo chelik be'erev, he brings down, therefore, that there is no chelik over here for this person in the Erev Chatzeros. Now, let's look in the Mishnah Brura, Siv Katan Aleph. He adds over here, he says, Rosh Shalom, and the Mechaber is telling us, Ayidei Zikoy, Shezikoy Lehen Ayidei Acherim, that even though this baker or this Chenvani over here was being mezak on behalf of everybody else in the neighborhood, as we learned, that's perfectly good, Kedilel B'Sim Shin Samach Vav, Siv Tes, it won't work over here for this guy. Even V'zocha gam lozeh, sivkot and beiz, the Mishnah Brura says, even though he said, I'm doing it for this person also, in general. Rosh Lomar, bichlal kol b'nei achotzer, v'lo parat shemo behedra. He didn't specifically say, I'm doing it for this guy over here too. But he said, I'm being mezak on behalf of all the participants in this community, all the people that are in this chotzer, I'm being mezak on their behalf. And he had in mind that this includes everybody, including the guy that gave him the money. But it won't work over here, because, as we already pointed out from the Ber Hetev, the Mishnah Brura says as well, Vatam the Mistoma lo kivein li tein lo b'matnaschinam, because this guy did not want to do this for free. He gave him a dollar. The Chenvani over here, the baker over here, said, I'm accepting this dollar, and this dollar is what's being mezak on his behalf. Not like the other people, Kamo Lecherim, where he did it for free. El Bishvil mo shenasalo. Here, he's doing it specifically for the money. And the money doesn't work. Umos einon konos. It can't make the acquisition in the Rabbanon, and therefore, nimso she'en lo chelik be'erev. Therefore, it turns out he has no chelik in that Erev. Dishu footnote number one points out from the Chazon Ish that the language over here isn't exact. It's eno meduktuk. Why? Shari ilu hoya mechavil haknus lo sapas bekinyan meshicha bitmura lemosav. If in fact he had made a kinyan meshicha for the dollar that was given to him, then the error would be good. But over here we're talking about sheino chal rak kishimiskavil haknus lo bekinyan kesef. The only reason over here that it's no good is because he intended this to be a kinyan kesef, and as we said, mos enon konos. The issue footnote number two brings down a problem from the Taz over here, and he says, according to the Russian Kiddushin, who writes, Sha'omer lo'avo, hashileni tabas lekadish bo isha, the man says to his friend, can I please borrow your ring to be mekadish in isha? And then he gives the ring to the woman, so then the woman is mekudeshes. But how come? When you borrow something, it's not yours, and you have to give the woman something that's a shava pruta. And the answer is, because we say in that situation, anan sade, it's clear to us, we're so to say like witnesses, that when the person gave him the ring, he knew that he wants to be mekadesh the woman with this ring, so he gave it to him as a gift, even though he didn't specify it, even though the friend said, please let me borrow your ring to give to this woman to be mekadesh her. So he gives it over as a gift, even though that's not what the friend asked. So how come we don't say the same thing over here? When he says to the chenveni, zochali be'erub, go and participate with me in the erub, with this money over here, since his intention over here is to be Kona in the Erev, so we could separate his language out to say over here, I want you to be Kona for me, even though it's not through the money, it's through a Matnas Chinam. So the Taz says that's not good over here. Shekan yesh svaru lomar, shehikbid lomar zochali velo orivli. Because here he specifically said, I want you to be zocha on my behalf with this money, as opposed to be zocha on my behalf. And therefore, kivan shekavanaso lasos samitzo mikaspo shelo, since he bedavka wanted to participate with his money, did not want a matnas chinam over here, and he didn't want his friend to be mizak on his behalf for nothing, therefore that's why over here it doesn't work. The issue footnote 3 brings down from the Shulchan Aruch and Choshen Mishpat that you could be kona something such as wine with money and then make kiddush on it. So that's Litzorach Mitzvah. That's why it works there that the Chacham said, even though you didn't make a kinyan on the wine, we allow you to go and acquire the wine to make kiddush on because it's a mitzvah to go make kiddush. So the Magen Avraham asks, so here too, it's a mitzvah to participate in the Erev Chatzeros. Why don't we say the same thing that we allow the basic din to stay in effect that midaraisa, the money is kona? So he brings down a teretz of the Tosefes Shabbos. She'erev chatzeros eino mitzvah mamish, because it's not a real mitzvah. No, it's a very good idea, as we brought down, and it'll prevent people from carrying, but it's not necessarily a mitzvah to go and participate in erev chatzeros. A second teretz brought down by the Karben Nesanel. Kishesh l'chalek bendin kiddush al hayayin. There's a difference between making kiddush on wine, which the rabbis had an allusion to from the pasuk Zohar Yisrael Mashabbos Likacho, that there's a mitzvah almost midaraisa, albeit it's not really daraisa, but it says that the rabbis made it that you can fulfill the mitzvah of kiddush only via wine midaraisa. And therefore, chachamim, in this situation where you wouldn't fulfill the mitzvah properly if you didn't have the wine in your possession, therefore, the rabbi said, we'll go back to the basic din daraisa, that the mo'os are konos, as opposed to the erev, which at best is a mitzvah derabanan, they didn't established that we should follow the din d'orais in this situation, but they said keep the din d'rabban. A third teretz is brought down from the Big Day Yesha. Shekivan sheish lo efsharis lo melech envari. Aravli. You had an alternate over here. Tell him to be ma'ariv for me and don't say be zocha with the money. Therefore, the rabbis didn't want to be okay the basic din that they said that mos einon konos midirabbanon, so therefore they left it the way it is, even though it's a dvar mitzvah. Now we go back to the Mechaber. The Mechaber says, Avolim Amar Leh, if the man said to the Chenvani, to the baker, Orivli, go make me part of the Erev, then Kona Erev, then the Erev will work on his behalf. The Mishnah Berurah explains, Sivkot and Gimel, here too, he wasn't specifically mentioned in the being zikui on behalf of all the people in the yard. He said, I'm being mazak on behalf of all the people in the yard, which includes that guy. Just exactly it was in the first scenario. And the first scenario, it didn't work. Why does it work over here? Here it works. Mishum dekivin d'omar oridli. He said, go participate with me in the Erev Chatzeros. It's as if, harei oso shaliach l'oridlo b'ofen sheol. Here it's as if he's telling him, I want you to make me a participant in the Erev Chatzeros. You be my shaliach and do this in a way that will work. And it's as if, the heavy kilu amalo behedge, it's as if he said to him specifically, shiazakilo b'matnas chinam, as if he told him, I want you to go and do this for me, for not for the money that I'm giving you, but as a matnas chinam, just like you're doing it, kamo lachem, like you're doing it for all the other people. The issue footnote number 5 brings down, the best eitzah is, according to the Kaf HaChayim, sha'achrei shi'iten es hamos l'chenvani, after you gave the dollar to the chenvani, yimshoch es hapas b'yodo, make a kinyan meshicha over here, and then return it to the chenvani. This way you definitely made a kinyan over here, and now he's acting as your shaliach, and therefore there's no problem whatsoever according to anybody. The issue footnote number 6 brings down from the Chazon Ish, who writes, Shechenvoni sheyekibel es hamos tumuras hapas vade kones hamos. If the Chenvoni took the dollar and says, I'm giving you the bread in return, and vezich lo es hapas mushicha b'toras mecher, and he picked up the bread as part of the sale, so then this would work for an Eruch Hatzeros as well. Mechaber continues and he writes, "Va'afilu imarmar zechele." And even if he didn't say the word "arivli," he said the word "zechele." Nevertheless, imnasa lo kli b'toras kinyan shikno lobo. If he gave him a utensil to go and acquire for him, this is a kinyan chalipin, essentially kano erev. Then he's a participant in the erev chatzeros. The Mishnah Berurah explains the sifkot and dalit that dafko mos enon konos ad shim shof chayfetz. It's only when you give him money that the rabbis instituted that you have to do some sort of an actual kinyan on the object, pick it up, pull it towards you, etc. Avol imaknu lo kli. But if you give him a kli, so then it's a kinyan chalipin, heavy chalipin. I'm giving you this kli. When you take this kli, I get the object that I'm exchanging the kli for. The kivin shezocha zeba kli, since you've now acquired it through the kinyan chalipin over here, zocha zeba pas. As soon as he gets the kli, you get the pas, sheshayach la'erev, and now that's your bread. And now when he puts it into the erev chatzeros, kivo shekosu b'arbi makomas, that works perfectly well, and this would be a valid kinyan that you acquired the bread, and now when he puts it into the erev chatzeros, it's your bread that's being put in, and there is absolutely nothing wrong with it. Mechaber continues and writes, "V'cheinim zika lo hanachdom ayde acher." If the baker acquired for him specifically via somebody else, as the Mishnah Berurah says in Siv Cotton Hay over here, the Rotzel Omer, the Mechaber is telling us, "Sheparat Shmo Behedji." He said, "I'm being mezake this on behalf of Yankel, this guy who gave me the money." Not that in general I'm being a mezake for everybody in this neighborhood, and that included in my mind Yankel, but I didn't specify him. And in this situation, Alkein Av de Mos in a Konetz, even though the money is not Konet. Nothing has changed from that point of view. Mikol Malkum over here, since he mentioned his name specifically, because here he said, "I'm bedavka being mezaka on behalf of this guy that gave me the money." So then, in this situation, it is a matnas chinam, and he's zochel for him. And in this way, there's no problem with what we said at the beginning. That explains why in the first case we said the Zika didn't work, but here he's mezaka specifically on this guy's behalf, so the Zika works even though we gave him the money. There are some that still disagree with this over here. You can see this in Os Hey in the Sharet Zion. This is the Bach and the Taz that say since he gave him the money, he's essentially demonstrating he doesn't want a matnas chinam over here, and therefore obamos halo ain't okone. And since the money doesn't work, even a specific zikoy on his behalf will not work according to the Bach and the Taz as well. The issue footnote number 7 brings down the reasoning behind the Taz over here is shenoach lo liyod lasos mitzvah b'mamono. A person likes to do something with his own money. You get greater schar, you get greater participation when you're paying to do the mitzvah as opposed to somebody does it for you for free. So, for example, somebody wants to give you a free lulav and esrog, it's actually better to pay for it. So you're actually participating more in the mitzvah. So this person over here doesn't want to just be brought in for free. He wants to pay for the mitzvah of Erev Chatzeros. He doesn't want to get it as a gift, and therefore that's why the Taz says once he gives him the money, he can't accept it as a gift. And he says this is the opinion of the Ritva as well. However, the Chazon Ish disagrees, and he says, this is only according to the opinion that says that an Erev Chatzeros is a negative for a person, and you can't go and do this via the money once it's a negative for a person. I end the rest of this footnote for further details. The issue footnote number 8 brings down a discussion over here that says, from the Beis Yosef, in a different way than we just explained, that the Chenvoni himself wasn't mezake on behalf of this person, but somebody else was mezake on behalf of the person, because the Chenvoni only got the money, and he didn't really acquire the pas over here. HaChenvoni no sen lo rak biglah lamor. He gave it to the other people because of the money that he got. Omor sen konos. And therefore, im zikul lehem ayde ache, but if somebody else did the zikoy, then moel azikul gam leno sen amor, then the zikoy would work when somebody else does it on behalf of the person, even though the person gave the money. Mechaber continues and says another way that this would work would be O shekana b'ma shenotzen lo lechem min hashuk kana eruv. Or if he acquired it with money and he gave him bread from the shuk, so then that also would work over here to make the eruv. What does this mean? The Mishnah Berurah Siv Katan Zayin explains the nasa b'zeh kishlucho v'kana zeh aselechem, because over here he acquired over here the bread from somebody else, and when he acquires the bread from somebody else, now he's participating in that bread in the Erev Chatzeros. V'nimso sheyesh lo chelek ba'erev. And therefore, the person who gave the money, since this bread was purchased from somebody else, it's now his bread, and it's able to be used for the Erev Chatzeros. Finally, the Mechaber concludes this simon, and he says, "V'imnos and lo ma lebalabayis v'omalei zechei li be'eriv kon eriv." If a person gives to the balabayis over here, who's going to be mezak on behalf of everybody, and he says, "With this money, I want to share in the eriv over here kon eriv," that does work. The Mishnah explains as if kon ches gam bekan ma'iri. Here we're talking as well shemezak lo balabayis bechlal imacherim b'matona. That the balabayis over here is be mezak on behalf of everybody. Not him specifically, but Tam Demani Hocha. Here, the reason why it works: the fish ain't derech balabais limkor mishlo, because a balabais normally doesn't sell his own personal stuff; he gives it to people. Uladas sheikne lo bimosov amalo. And when this person says, "I want to purchase it with my money," it's as if he's saying kilu amalo ariv li shaso shliach damya, and it's as if he made him into a shliach for him with this money. Yalkein afilu mlokach mikikaro v'zikalo imkol anshei chotzer gam kimahani. And therefore, when he's going and doing this on behalf of everybody in the chotzer without mentioning him specifically, but he includes the guy that gave him the money, so in the situation where it's a private person over here, so he doesn't sell his bread, so then even though he gave him money, he can be mezakeh for him on behalf of everybody. He doesn't have to mention him specifically, as opposed to the baker that has to mention him specifically in this situation. With this, we conclude Simen Shin Samach Tes, and now we can start Simen Shin Ayin, which is Dine Shitov Be'eriv. Who is obligated to participate over here in the Erev? What type of a dwelling do you have to have in order to participate? So the Mechaber starts off in Sif Aleph. Hador Beveis Hashar, somebody that lives in the guardhouse over here. He doesn't have his own real dwelling place over here. He's stationed and lives and stays in the guardhouse, the Beveis Hashar. The Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Aleph tells us, Lo Shno Shel Rabin, Lo Shno Shel Yochid. It doesn't make a difference if this is a personal private area or it belongs to everybody. And even though this has four walls around and has a ceiling on it, so it looks like a house. Nevertheless, since everybody can go through this area, it doesn't look and appear like it's a private dwelling, and we'll learn more about this in Siv Zayin. The issue footnote number one does bring down, however, that if nobody else lives in this chotzer, so the Chazon Ish writes in this situation, that he would in fact ruin it for other people that live in this chotzer, because nobody else is going into this area. But also, Lahotzi is Caleb, the Chotzer Acheres, and he wouldn't be allowed to bring his utensils from this house, this Beis Shar, into the Chotzer and into another Chotzer. Because these are considered like utensils that stayed in the house. The Beis Shar in this situation, with nobody else living in the Chotzer, is considered like a house. And likewise, Caleb Sheshavsu B'Chotzer Acheres, Caleb that were in another yard, wouldn't be allowed to be brought into this Chotzer, because it would be like bringing it into the Beis Shar, into the house. The Chaber continues, likewise, if somebody lives in an achsadra is usually referred to as a veranda, a mirpeses shebechotzer, or if he lives in the mirpeses shebechotzer, you can see a very nice diagram of what a mirpeses looks like if you turn to page Reish Mem Dalid Omud Beis, and you look at the Dirshu footnote number one over there. This is basically a second floor balcony area. So in all of these situations, the beishar, the achsadra, or the mirpeses, if somebody lives in one of those areas over here, so then that is not called the full dwelling place, and it doesn't ruin it for the people that live in that chotzer. They don't have to have him participate in it. They can still have an Erev Chatzeros even without him. The Mishnah Berurah in Siv Katan Beis says, Perusha Mavur Lekamim Simen Shinayin Hei. The Mepesis we can see over there in Simen Shinayin Hei, which I pointed out to you, is Daf Reish Mem Dalet Omid Beis. You can see this in Dirshu footnote number one over there in the diagram. Siv Katan Gimel, the Mishnah Berurah says, Im Lo Nosan Chelik Be'erev. None of these people would ruin it over here if they didn't participate in the Erev Chatzeros. Obviously, anybody that participates in the Erev Chatzeros can't ruin it for them. But these people, even if they don't participate, don't ruin it for everybody else. Why? She'einon chashuvim dira. The Mechaber tells us because they're not considered dwelling over there. As the Mishnah Berurah explains in Siv Katan Dalet, v'adin sukas hechag b'chag. The same thing would be if somebody lived in a sukkah in this neighborhood only on sukkahs over here. Gamkin lo chashiva dira lesser. It's not considered a full-fledged house or dwelling place over here to oser him if he doesn't participate in the Erev Chatzeros on everybody else. Then he tells us the Mishnah Berurah, Bayish Einbo Arba Amos Al Arba Amos. Likewise, if the dwelling place is a real dwelling place, but it's very small, it's less than 4 amos by 4 amos, Eino Oser. It doesn't go and ruin it for everybody else as well if he doesn't participate, because the Lo Chashiva Dira, that's also not considered a full-fledged dwelling. The issue footnote number 4 brings down that if the sukkah, however, is within a house, it has like a retractable roof in this situation, so then the Orach HaShulchan says that its status would be like that of a house. However, the Mechaber continues and he writes, Avol Hador Beveis HaTevin, if somebody goes lives in a storage, grain storage area, or Beveis HaEtzim, in an area that's a storage place for wood, Beveis HaBakor, in a barn, or Beveis HaOtzaros, or in other storage areas, Oser, these are considered significant dwellings, and if the person doesn't participate in the Erev Chatzeros, he would ruin it for everybody else. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot and Hay, the Chashuvim Dira, all of these situations over there are considered significant dwellings, the Alpha Bishasuim Mikonim, even though they're made from flimsy material like reeds over here or posts, as long as they can stand in a Ruach Matsuya, Dirshu footnote number 6 reminds us, then the Chayotim is there, they are considered significant dwellings. Umavur Lakam Mesiv Hey, the Ochel Shom, if he eats over there, Afal Pishen or Yashem, Vishokim Shom, even if he doesn't sleep over there, these are called Mikre Dira, the Malkum Pita Garden, because where you eat is the critical factor. Shibrusiv Kotin Vav says, you will ruin it for everybody else, Achi Tin Chokum Erev, unless you participate in the Erev Chatzeros. With that, we conclude today's share.